Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place. The point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Reach or Miss, Episode 1. I'm very excited to introduce my guest today, Kate Erickson. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Hayut.
It's so great to have you here.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. I'm very honored. Thank you so much for the invite to be a special guest of yours.
It is so exciting. Kate Erickson is a creator, engager, and implementer over at EO Fire, a seven-day-a-week podcast that interviews today's most inspiring and successful entrepreneurs. She is also the host of Kate's Take, the EO Fire audio blog, and author of The Fire Path, a beginner's guide to growing your online business. Kate is passionate about helping entrepreneurs create freedom in their business and life through developing systems and processes that can help their business scale and grow. Kate, I just reviewed what you've done until now. Please share with us, what are you doing today and what are you most passionate about and where are you heading?
Oh, well, this is very exciting, Hayut. We just finished launching our second physical journal. It's called The Mastery Journal, and it's a guide that helps entrepreneurs and individuals in general. Really, you don't have to be an entrepreneur to use it. It's all about how to master productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days. So throughout this journal, we have sessions set up, and it's really just a great encourager for, you know, this is very common for these days that individuals will maybe, and this happens to me all the time, I finish a day and I think, what, the day is over, but what exactly did I accomplish today? And sometimes I have a tough time answering that question because, you know, we get caught up and we get distracted and we have excuses and there's all these things going on. Like, how do we actually make progress on the things that are most important to us? So that's what we set out to do with a mastery journal. That's what we are currently working on right now. We just finished the launch on Kickstarter, which went incredibly well. We're very excited about that. And, you know, we're on to fulfillment now, helping get this journal into the hands of those who backed and supported the campaign. So, yeah, that's what's most exciting for us right now.
And what do you plan for the future? What are the next steps?
Yeah, so right now we have a online community for podcasters. It's called Podcasters Paradise, and which you know of. And this community,
sure, yeah.
This community is so incredibly amazing. There's over 3,000 members. We're very, very proud of it. We have a very engaged platform and community of just very helpful and supportive podcasters who are all on this journey together. This is something that we've been creating and providing since October of 2013, which is really incredible that it's been going for that long. And it's just so amazing to have seen the growth of it. So a big project that I'm working on right now and that I think is so important, given the topic of our conversation today, is we've been requesting a lot of feedback about user experience. And Podcasters Paradise is a very significant part of our revenue streams. And we've been receiving a lot of consistent feedback that maybe the membership site isn't giving our users the best user experience. And so something that I'm focused on, you know, for the very near future is transferring our entire membership site over to a new platform. In doing so, we're hopefully going to be improving that user experience very much.
It's so interesting because now you're taking care of the technological part of this community.
Yes.
Usually it's all about what's happening there, and it's so exciting what's happening there. And now you're taking care of the technological side, so it's very interesting to see what's going to come out of it. So great. Can you please tell us who your customers are today and the story about how you figured out who are your most passionate potential customers or consumers?
Okay, so for the business EOFire, our perfect customer, who we often refer to as our avatar, is a mid-aged male who drives to and from a corporate job every single day and who sits in a cubicle, who's not happy with the way that his life is, who comes home at night, gets to spend very little time with his kids and his wife, and then sits on the couch wondering, why is my life this way? Why do I spend most of my time going to a job and doing things that I don't like? And why am I spending so little time doing the things that I love the most, like spending time with my kids and my wife? There has to be another way. So the reason that we found that to be our avatar is because what we were able to provide that person is this inspiration and motivation from entrepreneurs who have created successful businesses, who have created freedom in their life so that the majority of their day is spent on things that they love. And the very small portion of their day is maybe sometimes, because we all have to do things that we don't like sometimes. But we're trying to flip that script so that our perfect customer comes to us for that inspiration, for that motivation to learn how they can get out of that corporate job so that they can create freedom in their life to be spending more time with their family or whatever that freedom is for them. Now, how we figured that out in the very, very beginning, John, my partner here at EOFire, he was actually his own avatar. That was him.
So interesting to hear the story.
So that's how we first originally kind of came to that. And of course, there's been many iterations with that. We've learned a lot more about our avatar since we launched the business, and it's continuing to evolve. And of course, Hayut, as you know, that's not the only person that we speak to, but I have a feeling we're probably going to be getting into that a little bit more here.
Yes, we are. And can you please tell us about your concept or your beliefs on the way a startup or entrepreneurial business should approach their customers, and give our listeners your best advice for their customers' approach and their focus?
Mm-hmm. When you're first starting a business, and this is something that we focus on a lot in the training that we provide, the free courses that we have, the content that we have on our website, we talk about it a lot in our podcast interviews, is that you need to do things that do not scale. A lot of the times we start a business, we become entrepreneurs, and we're excited to get to this point where we have systems that are running our business for us, and there's all this automation, and you know, we get to scale our time and do all these amazing things. That is going to happen in time, but it's definitely not going to happen in the very beginning. So you need to be willing to do things that don't scale. And as it specifically relates to speaking to your customers, to being able to figure out who your perfect customer or prospect is, that requires one-on-one conversations, a lot of them. This does not scale. You are going to be using your time for free to speak with people who you believe are your perfect customer. And through those conversations is how you're going to get to be able to describe an avatar like I just described for our business. But until you go out there and have those conversations, until you can prove that what it is that you have to provide is going to help that individual person, you're not going to be able to start growing an audience and provide value to a customer base, because you're not going to know who they are. So those one-on-one conversations are so incredibly important. And I think a lot of people skip it because they're so focus on scaling their time, but you have to do things that don't scale in order to grow your business.
I so agree with you. And I must say that a lot of times our customer is not exactly who we are. We are not our targeted audience. With John, he was his targeted audience. So it was exactly the same avatar. And it was exciting to hear that you're talking after 4 or even 5 years, it's still the same avatar. It's really exciting. Although for a lot of us, me included, the customers are not exactly ourselves. They are different. So the issue of talking with them is so important. The issue of going and learning much more about them, it's so important. Mm-hmm. I do agree with you. Kate, what is your biggest and most critical failure? It can be either on your fire, but it can also be in other stages of your life. Actually, you talked about being in marketing and advertising. We are sharing this point, of course, in our past. Or any other stage, the one failure that really affected your entrepreneurial journey the most. And please tell us the full story of that.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and take you back to my days in marketing and advertising. And if you can envision this, I was an account executive at an agency, and I was the liaison between our client and the agency. So I had one big client that I worked with. They would tell me what they wanted. I would advise them on how they should market and advertise that. And then I would take that idea to our design team and have them create the vision that the customer, our client, my client had. This was a very difficult job. Advertising and marketing is very difficult.
Yeah, it is.
Because sometimes things get lost in translation, and what the design team creates is not what the customer had in mind. So for a little over a year, almost a year and a half, I spent every single day trying to communicate and create a vision that I was just hearing words of this and trying to translate it into something for a creative design team to make an advertisement out of or an idea out of. And again, that's very difficult to do. So this is actually what had me take my leap from that marketing and advertising agency and join John here on the EO Fire team. I was in a meeting, and this was a project that we had been working on for months, and I had put my blood, sweat, and tears into trying to make this project a success. And I remember being in a conference room on a call with our client, and I was reviewing what we had created, and I got torn to shreds. I mean, totally. I was brought to tears. I left the room actually in the middle of the meeting in tears. And you know, that was a very difficult moment for me because I had put so much into creating this and it just got ripped apart. But I'm very grateful for that because it showed me that I shouldn't be doing that anymore, that that was not the right position for me to be in at that time. And that is the moment that I pinpoint when I said, I can't do this job anymore. And I ended up leaving that job and joining John here at EO Fire.
Wow, what a story. Yeah, I think it's a very difficult place to be between the designers and the company that yeah. want you to make more and more money and between the clients. It is so difficult. So now tell us about the story of your greatest, most significant success as a result of the right customer focus or something that you did right about approaching your customers.
Well, you know, we're so lucky and I'm so grateful to have a lot of great examples of this in our work here at EO Fire. And, you know, most recently I talked about us launching the Mastery Journal. And last year, just about 1 year ago, we launched a similar journal called the Freedom Journal. And that was a guide to help people set and accomplish their number one goal in 100 days. We created a private Facebook group for the people who bought these journals because we knew how important it would be to create this platform for like-minded people to come together, help support one another, provide feedback to one another, hold one another accountable to accomplishing the goals that they had set. So this platform takes a lot of work to continue that engagement and to create a space where people feel comfortable sharing, you know, what can sometimes be very personal goals. And for me, being in that group engaging and managing and running and providing for that community every single day provides so much encouragement and makes me so happy for what it is that we're creating, because every single day without fail, I can go into that group and I see posts from people who have purchased the Freedom Journal. And even though we just launched the Mastery Journal, people are already posting about the Mastery Journal and talking about how these two journals have changed their life, how they've helped them for the first time in their life accomplish a goal that they set 20 years ago and that they've never been able to accomplish. But with the help of an accountability partner, with the help of a guide, they've been able to make this happen. And that is very fulfilling and really such an honor to be a part of that and to provide that platform for people. So that just, you know, has me excited every single day. Again, we're very lucky and very grateful to, you know, have these amazing platforms with this wonderful community, because it really is the customers and the people within these communities who create this. You know, we give the platform, but if we didn't have people on the other end, it wouldn't exist, right? So this is a very amazing loop of encouragement and inspiration every single day.
Wow, it sounds great. And actually, there is such a difference between what you felt and described as a failure and the feeling that you are having today. It's exactly what you moved to your entrepreneurial or joined John for. So it's so excited to hear that it is working.
Yeah, thank you. So true. I mean, the way that I would describe my work then and my work now is just worlds of difference.
And are there any conclusions out of this today? Do you take it to other places? Do you have to-dos that you're taking from this, what you see that's happening here in this Facebook group, or to other places or to the future?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's so important to ask for feedback and to listen to what your customers are telling you, because many times, you know, we have people come to us and they say, I don't get engagement or feedback from my audience, or I don't have any, you know, because we ask a lot, what are the pain points of your avatar? Because that's how you can start to come up and create ideas for value that you can provide them. And I hear so many times people say, well, they don't ever talk to me. I don't know. But they are talking to you. Even if it's nonverbal, that means something. And what these communities have taught me, and this journal group specifically, is that somebody doesn't have to come out and say, like, hey, Kate, this is a problem for me, or hey, Kate, I have a question for you. They don't need to preface anything with that, because the cues that I take from our community, from just being involved and being engaged and being present there, I see the things that people struggle with because I'm paying attention. And so that's really helped me in so many different areas of our business, with even prospects and when I'm creating opt-in offers, or, you know, trying to create another segmented email list. These are all things that we need to be paying attention to. It doesn't always have to be somebody prefacing what they say to you with, this is a problem I have. Just start paying attention and listening more, and those will be revealed to you.
It sounds so right. I'm almost running to open my community after that. I think it's a great idea to have your community to feel things, not only to talk with your customers. And it's something that the new world is actually allowing us to do.
Absolutely.
Can you recommend the best, most effective technological or digital tool that related to customers, focus, marketing, or scale?
Okay. So, you know, I'll mention a couple. A tool that's been really helpful for us is called PeerChat. And this is just a HTML code that you can put on any page of your website or your entire website as a whole. And it offers a live chat option. Or if you don't have live chat available, then people can reach out to you with their questions via an email message. Providing and letting your community know that you're there for them, even if it is just on your general overall website, I think there's a level of service there and a know, like, trust factor that is largely ignored by a lot of businesses these days because everybody's go, 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 go. So peer chat is really wonderful. We use that in Podcasters Paradise and it's been great. And then, you know, another platform that just helps us communicate with our customers and our prospects every single day, that gives us great insights into them and allows us to create content that's targeted for them. It's exactly what they want, what they tell us they need. And that's Infusionsoft. Yeah. That's the customer relationship management platform that we use. And, you know, it has its downsides, but what technology or software doesn't? Mm-hmm. So it's definitely been really, really an integral part of helping us grow our business.
I just know Infusionsoft, but I think it's very interesting to check them both. Is there any service provider, like a mentor, consultant, advertiser, etc., that had a major impact of your customer success and can help other entrepreneurs as well?
A service provider.
Or somebody that you've listened to his podcast, or somebody that you've really been able to learn from, to get help from.
You know, somebody who we turn to a lot, and it's not in a paid mentorship or coaching type of way, but somebody who's become a great friend of ours and who we followed in the business space for a long time and who we turn to because, you know, in a lot of ways, he's leading the way for what it is that we're doing. And that's Pat Flynn.
Yeah.
He has a podcast, Smart Passive Income, and a website by the same name. And he's just been a really incredible mentor and, you know, just somebody that you can look at what he's doing anytime. And like, that is the way to do things. He shares everything. He's very transparent. He's a great teacher and he cares. He's just a really amazing person. So, Pat Flynn, definitely.
I just started to listen to his podcast a few days ago. I heard about it from you, not only from you, but John talked about it. And he is amazing. And the Smart Passive Income, I think it's going to change worlds.
Oh, absolutely.
Just told my people about it. I think it's a new approach. And I've been here a while, seeing what happened to each person with his job and work and finding his way to do what he loves to. Not all of them are there already, so it's very interesting.
Absolutely.
Yes. I think we talked about it, but is there anything else that you're most fired up about and you want to recommend? Is there any other place that people can get the Mastery Journal today after the Kickstarter campaign has been ended?
Yeah. So the Mastery Journal is available at themasteryjournal.com. And if anybody would like to check out the Freedom Journal, that's available at thefreedomjournal.com.
That's great. I just got the Freedom Journal and didn't start yet because I'm now accomplishing my first goal of establishing my podcast.
Awesome.
And I took your course for accomplishing your goal. And I think it's a beautiful, it's an excellent course. And it helped me to do this podcast. So thank you. And I believe the Freedom Journal is going to help me with my next goal, which I'm not going to expose right now, but it is in the corner. Before we say goodbye, I want to use the final questions of someone who is my inspiration for podcast, as you well know, John Lee Dumas from EO Fire. And he always asks, and I like this question so much, so he asks you, and I want to ask you as well, for your last piece of guidance for our listeners, what they can take with them at the end of this conversation, and what is the best way to connect with you?
Absolutely. So my last piece of advice that I would give is just start. You're probably feeling overwhelmed, some fear, wondering if this is the right thing for you to do. Just take the first step, just one step at a time, and you will reach your goal. So just go for it. And everything we do is over at eofire.com.
That's great. And which or miss listeners, we'd love to share your thoughts about the show or any questions that you might have for Kate. You're welcome to look for us and to look for these show notes at richormiss.com. And thank you, Kate. It has been a pleasure, really.
Thank you so much, Hayut.
And for you, our listeners, until the next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and vision.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.